Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The thing that they all have, all the great ones have, they have this unstoppable belief in themselves. And even if they lose, they learn. They lose, they learn, they come back, they get better. That's the real message. The real message is we all started from nowhere. I mean, we all had bullshit jobs. We all felt like losers. But through time and effort, you build a stronger human. When you ain't got shit and there's nothing going on, to have faith then is so difficult. To have faith when you're successful, it's like, yeah, the hard part is getting up that fucking hill, especially if you feel like you're a loser or you never really had anything in your life that you could look back on and say, hey, I was really good at that. But if you could just find a thing and work hard at that thing, you'll realize through that thing that you can get good at anything.
Look, in life, it's going to be very easy for you to blame everybody. Very easy for you to blame everybody. But one day you'll sit down and people will say, how come you didn't make it bigger in life? You were very talented. What happened there? You can make up any BS and sell them, because typically people who are good at blaming other people are great salespeople. You can blame everybody else. But there's one person that's going to know that you didn't take responsibility, and that's you. That's a tough one to live with.
You have to want to be better. And it starts off with you have to have pride in yourself. You have to have pride in yourself. You have to have, there's something about you, whether it's your last name, whether it's just the smallest thing. You have to be proud of yourself. If you have no pride in yourself, I can't give it to you.
You have complete control over the way you feel, over the way you respond to any situation, and over the things you think about at any minute of the day. Whenever you feel negative for any reason, wait a minute, I am responsible. I am responsible. The truth is, nobody can make you feel negative other than you by the way you choose to think about the situation.
Patience. Patience, just waiting your turn. That's a key component to becoming successful. I said before, it can get so easy just living on someone else's plate. Living on all the food on their plate, but you're not even realizing what's being cooked up in your kitchen. That's going to be so much greater.
It's what can you do right now? It's not yesterday. It's not tomorrow. It's right now.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
If you have something on your to-do list or you have a goal that you had set out to achieve and for whatever reason you're not taking action on it, go in the bathroom, look yourself in the eyes in the mirror, and ask yourself what you're afraid of.
Doesn't matter what people think of you or say about you. Your focus should not be on what people are saying. Your focus should not be on people's opinions. Your focus should be on changing yourself. Your focus should be on having positive opinions about yourself. No matter what you do, no matter who you are, there are always going to be people that will try to tear you down. There's always going to be people that talk down on you. So the point of building a healthy self-image isn't to win people over. It's to win yourself over. Because remember, if there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
Your urgency level for success will always dictate what you're willing to tolerate. Your urgency level for greatness will always dictate what you're willing to tolerate. Your urgency level for the person that you're striving to become will always dictate what you're willing to tolerate. If you got an urgency level to want to do something in certain environments that you don't even go into, in certain dialogue that you don't even entertain, and certain people that you don't even hang around, it's certain things that you don't even do, it's certain things that you don't even eat, it's certain places that you're not even willing to go. Your urgency level will always dictate what you're willing to tolerate. You could say it all day, but if you ain't got no urgency for it, I don't believe it.
Regret You can't change the past. I don't care about how many times you screwed up, how shamed you are about something you did. It doesn't matter. Is that you? Is that really who you are? I already know the answer, no. So if that's not who you are, why should it even matter? You beat 99% of the people right here. You kill regret and you literally smoke worry, right? Where it's not a part of your life if you can just be present.
Muhammad Ali said, I hated every one of those training sessions, but I said to myself, don't give up. He said, I didn't want to do those, but I wanted to be heavyweight champion of the world. This world is littered with geniuses who did nothing. The most successful entrepreneurs, creatives, humanitarians are people who capitalized on the potential they had. Capitalization. Important point. Capitalization. You have what it takes.
So many people do not realize that what you focus on the most in your life is what's going to grow in your life. If you're always focusing on how bad things are, if you're always complaining, if you're always talking about, oh, I can't do this, that's what's going to cultivate the most in your life. That's the things that you're giving energy to, right? And a lot of times you really have to take a step back and understand that where your focus goes, energy follows. So make sure that you're focusing on the things that are uplifting, the things that are aligned with your highest self, things that fill your cup up, things that make you feel more alive, not take from you and make you feel low or make you feel hopeless.
Just like the moon, you shall go through phases of light to phases of dark and everything in between. And though you may not always appear with the same level of lightness, you are always, always whole.
Stoic philosopher is the man who has liberated himself from fear. He's not afraid of death. He's not afraid of pain. He's not afraid of other people's dismissal as a fool. The only matter of concern to a wise and philosophic individual is the things completely under your control. You can't control the movements of the sun and the planets. You can't control whether a leaky ship sinks or makes it to port. You can't control the weather. You can't control other people. You can't control the society around you. There's only one thing and one thing only that you are in control of, and that is you.
There is no success without action. That's a fact. So, if you're not acting on what you know you should do today, the question I have for you is, what are you going to do it? The only time you have is now. It's the only time you have. So I would encourage you, make today count. We overestimate what we could do tomorrow. We over-exaggerate what we did yesterday. But we underestimate what we can do today. Guess what? Today is now.
Stick to your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Don't put it off. Don't make excuses. Just do it. Because when you say you're going to do something and you don't, you ruin your self-respect. You open the door for bad habits, temptations, and vices to sneak through. So value the potential your actions have and respect yourself enough to do it. The world is split between those who talk and those who do. Which one are you going to be?
One thing you need to realize is you need to think of yourself as a fucking freight train when you're going through life. It's going to be hard to get the wheels going, to get to turning, to build momentum. But once you start, there's no stopping that thing. You're an unstoppable force. You're on your habits, on your daily grind. You've removed all vices and people that are no longer serving you. Your confidence builds as you move forward.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You have to suffer. You have to struggle. You have to endeavor. You have to do those hard things and work through it in order to really appreciate what you've done. And there are no such thing that are great that was easy to do. I wish upon you greatness, which by my way of saying it, I wish upon you plenty of plain and suffering.
Master focus, as it is what keeps you loyal to your path, the one and only path that will lead you to fulfillment. Who in tune with your purpose, that your presence daunts any opposing force that wishes to slow you down. confidence comes from doing so many repetitions of something hard that it becomes easy, from having nothing to prove to others because you prove it to yourself every single day, from not having to worry about the future because you are working towards it.
Just don't give up, even if right now it doesn't make sense. One day, I'm very, very sure, when you start to see the connections and things fall into place, you will maybe also realize that it couldn't have been different. Giving up was just simply not the question. It was simply never an option. The winners continue where the losers stop.
So what stops you becoming the fullest version? It's the things in you that whisper to you that you cannot be the things that you hope for. It's not usually prohibitions, it's inhibitions. What stops us are the lies we believe that are not true.
Launch towards your goal, never consider the possibility of failure. Always forward, never backward. Always forward, never backward. Never consider the possibility of failure. Your ability to persist in the face of setbacks and disappointments is vital to all great achievement, and it's always a decision that you make. It's not the external environment, it's always the internal environment.
Opportunity mixed with difficulty. Opportunity mixed with challenge. We've got a chance to grow like never before, but I'm telling you, there's going to be many enemies that's going to try to prevent us. As soon as you plant the garden, the busy bugs and the noxious weeds are out to take it. And you've got to learn not only to nourish your values, you've got to learn to do battle with your enemies. Whatever threatens you, I'm asking you to threaten it back. Take care of your responsibility, but don't take anything off of anybody.
Greatness has no moods. You can't just be in the mood to be great. You can't just be in the mood to be a hard worker. You can't just be in the mood to be disciplined. It doesn't work that way. It has to become who you are. It has to consume you. It has to be your identity. Despite what I'm going through, despite my past failures, despite what people are saying about me, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to execute. It's not what I do, it's who I am. And life will seem like it's giving you hundreds of reasons to not execute today, but it's just a test to see how bad you really want it.
The version of you that you are right now is why you have what you have. You got to make a complete identity switch to get something different. And so what happens is when people aren't ready to do that, they will always go back to the low-hanging fruit that they're accustomed to, because your presence will require something different.
So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is, when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? The easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process and the mindset of an individual when they're trying to change something.
You got to stick to the script. You got to continue to take steps every single day. Even if things don't always work out, don't waver. Don't just start to go off the path because you're not getting what you want. You know what I mean? And trust the process. Have faith that things will work out. And that this moment, what you're going through is teaching you something.
Life. You have to have no fear. You have to have no fear. You have to believe in who you are and what you do, and just go and get it.
What are you waiting for? In all honesty, what are you freaking waiting for? You know, there's not just going to be a day where, for no reason, you're going to just wake up and say, I'm going to go to the gym every day in perpetuity. You know, that doesn't really happen.
Most people don't lead their life. They accept their life. And when you accept your life, you are living on things that are not worthy of your time and effort and energy. To go uphill, you have to be intentional. Nobody ever went uphill by accident. You've never read a book on accidental achievements. You have to be intentional with what you do and who you are.
As far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass.
Your job is not to figure out how it's going to happen for you, but to open the door in your head. And when the door opens in real life, just walk through it. And when I say life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you, I really don't know if that's true. Why not take a chance on faith as well? But faith, not hope. But faith, I don't believe in hope. Hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire and faith leaps over it.
You know yourself better than anyone, but sometimes you fall into the trap of believing the world. You're the only one who knows what's best for you. You don't need to look for answers anywhere else. They're inside of you. There's gonna be noise from every corner. Ignore it. Stay true to yourself. Because when you do, every challenge becomes a victory waiting to happen.
Every day, sunrise, sun goes down. So that means there is a up, there is a down. Since we are born, we have inhaled 50% of our times, we have exhaled 50% of our times. Our heart, the same. Sucking the blood, pumping the blood, also the same. Meaning always 50-50. Always the exchange between left and right. Up and down, bright and dark. In and out. Success and failure.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, too many times we allow yesterday's troubles to turn into today's struggles. We allow yesterday's worries to turn into today's stress. Too many of us are good, too good at carrying the things from our past into our present. And we live our whole entire life in stress, our whole entire life in worry. And we don't use our one superpower that we have, which is appreciation.
When you get in your own way, that's what self-doubt is. The fastest band-aid ripped off remedy to fixing this terrible situation is to do the thing you're afraid to do. Do it. It's not about feeling confident about going into the situation. It's not about knowing that it's going to work out. It's not about having the most detailed plan for how this thing will happen. It's about doing it. Courage. You get courage is what you will experience and what you will grow when the doubt is there, but you do it anyway. So your problem isn't doubt. Your problem is courage. Doubt is going to be there. But doubt gets out of the way when you express courage.
If you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley. But be the best little scrub on the side of the rail. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
But also to remind you, like everything you're going through is preparing you. I want to remind you of that. Like everything that you're going through is preparing you for something greater, right? Everything that you went through, you made it through. because you're here. You made it through. And the things that you made it through is preparing you for what's meant for you. Everything that you went through, it made it through. I'm sure you can think right now, all the times when you felt like, man, my life is over, my story is done. But you made it through it. Everything that you went through and made it through is preparing you, was preparing you for what is meant for you. What's your why? You need a why. Why do you need a why? Because some days you're going to look at that alarm clock. You're going to look at that alarm clock and it's going to say 6, and 6 is the time you wake up. And you're going to look again, it's going to say 6:05, and you're going to say, I don't want to get up. But that why is going to say, I push yourself. Get up. Your mama needs you. Your daddy needs you. Your children need you. Your community. Get up. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why.
Do the thing and you will have the power. We're waiting for the power. We're waiting not to self-doubt any longer, right? Whatever it is that you're deciding that you want to do with yourself, that you're doubting your ability on, just do it.
Great ideas are never going to interrupt you. They have to be pursued. And if you don't pursue them, you're going to get what everybody else has, which is all this fear, all this uncertainty, all this stuff that won't work, because everybody's focused on what won't work, what can't happen. Why? Because they're afraid. They're afraid to fail. They're afraid to try and feel like they're not enough. So you got to stand guard of that mind by feeding your mind. You know, Jim Rohn used to say to me, success leaves clues. If you want things to get better, you got to get better. If you want things to change, you got to change. But you got to do it deliberately and consciously.
And so what happens is we very often reinforce things when we put things in the negative, right? I can't get apart. I can't get apart. Can't get apart. Or I can't do this versus I'm going to keep doing this. It's the same thing for you. If you focus on the obstacles, all you will see is obstacles. It's your choice how you choose to perceive your own career. It's literally perspective.
If you watch a great movie, if you read a great book, you know, the size and the power of the hero, how much you become as a hero is defined by how tough an obstacle you face. How difficult is the villain, the opponent?
The things you know you're supposed to do. Do them and be as strong as you can mentally, physically, and emotionally for yourself, for your team, for your family. Hold the line and be strong.
Listen to me, many of you right now, life's got you up against the rope, and you got to do me a favor. Like, you can't give up. You can't give in. Life, listen to me, if it was easy, everybody would do it. And if life's got you backed up, I need you to do what Buster Douglas did. Buster Douglas started fighting back.
He said, I know you knocked out 30 other people before me, but I won't be the 31st. You got to tell life, I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you ain't dealt with me. You got to tell bankruptcy. You got to tell divorce. You gotta tell sickness. I don't know who you've been dealing with. But you come up against the wrong one this time.
Courage is the most important of all the virtues. Because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. You see? You can't be consistently kind, or fair, or humane, or generous. Not without courage, because if you don't have it, sooner or later you'll stop and say, the threat is too much, the difficulty is too high, the challenge is too great. There was someone before me. Someone found the path. Someone made the road before me, and I have the responsibility of making the road for someone who is yet to come.
Look inside, you'll find something to grapple with.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You have so much time to live. It's your time. So your goal in life is to realize that that is your treasure. So let's say you're working at that job and you have that horrible boss and you're miserable. You can turn that around and make those 8 hours a lifetime. You tell yourself, maybe I could see that there are things that I can learn even from the worst possible job. So that's how you create a lifetime, by saying, it's mine. I'm going to create something worthwhile out of it. I'm not going to give it away to others. This is my time. I'm going to own it.
What I'm saying is, don't settle. Don't live lives of complacency, because there is so much out there for us. We all have the right to live incredibly fulfilled, incredibly passionate, incredibly joyful lives, where you are psyched it's Monday morning, where you are psyched that you're in quarantine with your family, where you are psyched that you get to do what you do every single day. And if something doesn't line up that way, don't put it off. This is your life. No one is going to come and change it for you.
Why couldn't we just be happy being who and what we are? Why is it that we're punished if we don't strive? Couldn't we just be rewarded for who we are? I can understand that, but I don't think that it works. I don't think things function like that. And I don't think probably in the final analysis we really want them to. I don't know if anyone enjoys undeserved reward. It feels creepy, doesn't it, to be rewarded for something you didn't do? When else, the positive emotion that we find sustaining is experienced in relationship to an unachieved goal.
Well, if you want to begin to grow, you've got to put something out here that you can't reach easily, that has got to make you stretch, got to make you jump for it, got to make you get back a little dig and dig in so that you can take a leap for it. And maybe you jump up there and you miss it and you skin your knees and you come back again and you bust your lip next time. But you keep on, and through that process, you learn how to leap higher. You start challenging yourself to dig deeper, and then you discover some things about you that you don't know right now. Some talents that you have in you that you didn't know that you can do.
Right? Most cats are somebody that works hard. If the situation and the circumstance is what they want it to be, they're going to come out, and they're going to act accordingly, and they're going to give you everything they got. But a hard worker? Regardless of situation, regardless of circumstance, regardless of what happened, I'm going to show up and I'm going to give everything I got to it, because I'm looking for something that's totally different. Right? The question becomes this. Can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you do?
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, and more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
Do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? Right? Like courage, do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? And so anytime you got to be courageous, let's look at it from the standpoint of dreams, goals, and aspirations. You got your dream, your goal, and your aspiration, and then you got reality. And oftentimes, reality doesn't reflect the goal, the dream, and the aspiration. And so when you think courage, like being courageous and following your heart because it somehow knows what you want to do anyway, like it's almost like instinct, right? It's almost like when you feel something that you should do, and for some strange reason, like your mind or your spirit tells you, nah, I don't want to do it, because it takes you outside of your comfort zone and it puts you in a space and place that may be unknown, or it puts you in a space and place of uncharted territory, but you know you should do it. You could feel it, right? And then you go against it. And all it does is make the route a lot longer. That's all it does.
making promises to yourself that you don't keep. It's saying, I'm going to do this and not doing it. Because then what happens after that is the self-talk. Self-talk that you create by not upholding the obligations that you make to yourself is ultimately the most destructive thing that you could ever do to yourself.
I'm going to start on Monday. 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 I'm going to start after the wedding. I'm going to start after this trip, after summer, after this next holiday, after the holidays, I'm going to start. Sound familiar? Yeah. That's why you feel like it. Because you know that you didn't do none of that shit and told yourself you should have done.
I was that guy. I failed everything I did the first time. I was known for coming back even harder after I failed. Success isn't a straight line. It's a maze. And when you think you figured that maze out, you hit a wall and you got to fuck around and start again. Stay hard.
Take ownership for your life. Nobody can live your dream for you but you. Nobody's going to take care of your business like you. Stop coming up with excuses. Don't give yourself permission to continue to live a small life. You can't fit a big dream into a small life. Give yourself permission to go for it, to test yourself, to challenge yourself, to live full.
Everybody talk about how great they want to be until adversity and opposition hits. You judge the true character and caliber of a person by what they stand in terms of challenge and opposition.
Things that are robust, that are strong, that are tough, that can take just a lot of abuse before they break, they are still ultimately defined by their breaking point. Something that is anti-fragile, on the other hand, is something that the more you attack it, the more it is pounded on, the stronger it gets. We're tied to something that is truly anti-fragile, that the more somebody comes after it, the more robust it becomes. Being a learner is that answer.
Because when it got hard, or when it rained, or when you got hungry, whatever, your boys wanted to go out to the club, or whatever the fuck it was, you did it, and you didn't stick through, and that's it.
Our life success comes down to little bitty tiny decisions that we made consistently over and over and over again. And if you're making consistent decisions to break your momentum over and over and over again, you're not fucking having it.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Half the year is gone. What stages in your life, in your goals, are you closer to at this point in the year? And which are you stuck in it? That are exactly the same. And what do you have to do to change that?
Consuming our mind every single day with worries, my friend, is a disservice to your energy, to your gift, to your potential, to your mission, to yourself. Because all that energy your mind has, the ideas that could flow to you, the solutions, it's a missed opportunity because you're swimming in worries. Why worry that much? But this is a practice. We often forget that developing a positive mind, we don't just have a positive mind. Some of us are hardwired a little bit differently, yes, but it's a practice. It's something we do every single day. We wake up and we look and we place meaning into life. We don't wait for meaning to come to us like the wind. No, we place meaning with intention into the things that we do.
You're only excited about the outcome of something and not the process of doing it. You shouldn't do it because the outcome is uncertain. So you have to really enjoy who you're becoming, what you're learning, what you're getting out of it, not just the actual outcome of making money or selling your business.
You're losing. And you're not losing because you're a loser. You're losing because you're focusing on losing. That's all you focused on. What do they think? Believe in you if you don't believe in you, and you losing. And you losing because you're overthinking everything you do because you got to get their approval to do it. So I need you to start doing what winners do. Winners focus on winning. Winners focus on scoring. Winners focus on dominating. Winners focus on showing up. Winners don't care what losers think about them. And winners don't care what other winners think about them. All they care about is winning. So do me a favor, you a winner. Start saying what you know and what you understand. And I promise you, if you start focusing on winner, you go win. Losers lose and winners win. It's time for you to win.
Here was the best promise my mentor ever gave me. He said, Mr. Oney, if you will change, everything will change for you. Wow, I took that to heart. And sure enough, the more I changed for the better, the more I changed from having a poor day to a good day, from lack of discipline to discipline, everything changed.
That thing that's hard to do discourages a whole bunch of others all by itself, because the person who's willing to suffer the longest wins. And so we choose things that are incredibly hard to do. And you've heard me say pain and suffering a lot. And it's actually a positive attribute. People who can suffer are ultimately the ones that are the most successful.
I don't know what your future is, but if you're willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
Secret of the age is that you have the power to do more than you can ever begin to imagine. Don't underestimate yourself. You don't know enough about yourself to become a cynic. And so you've got to challenge yourself to access that power that you have within you. You're more than a conqueror.
You can hope, you can wish, you can dream, you can say you're gonna, but the reality is, until you start stacking wins day by day by day by day, nothing's going to happen. The game is played one day at a time. And if you have the capacity to wake up today, go through the entire day, do everything you're supposed to do, and execute on those for one day, that means you can do it again the next day. And that means you can do it again the next day. You have exactly what's required to win at the highest level you could ever possibly win at. It's about stacking wins in a cumulative fashion over the course of time. And when you do that, winning is undeniable.
You need to make it a habit to start every fucking day validating yourself, cheering for yourself, because life is a marathon. And this might be a challenging leg where you're like, I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to do that thing. Hell no. If you're standing in front of that mirror, you deserve to feel the support and empowerment and encouragement that you need. You are doing so much every single day that you don't give yourself credit for.
A lot of folk won't let you forget what you used to do or what you have done, what mistakes you've made. All of us have made some mistakes in life. All of us have done some things that if we had them to do over again, we wouldn't do it again. A lot of things that if I had it to do over again, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done it differently. Well, it didn't happen that way. Oh, you don't want me to live that down. Huh? You want to keep on putting that in my face about what I did. Guess what? I'm not interested. That's what I did then. Won't do it today, so you are picking on an innocent man.
The thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting.
You have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you. I'll never be rich. You won't. You won't. The moment you change the frequency that your tower emits, different things come back to you.
You have this kind of convoluted, limiting belief about why you can't do something right now. That's this your own BS story you keep telling yourself. How about you just drop that story? How about you just decide it's a lie? Every day, some of us are killing ourselves with the shame we carry from something we've done, some humiliation, some fear. We put this gun to our head every day that tells us we're not enough. We're not strong enough, pretty enough, smart enough.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You do it over and over and over again, and there's a better way forward. You can put those things down in your life. You can decide the day that you were born to do something great. You can set aside this weapon that you keep using against yourself to hold you back from your joy, from your passion, from your achievement, from all the goodies in life. You can decide today, just intentionally, to set this weapon down, whatever it is.
I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
If a person would sit down and let their body relax, totally relax, and then start to visualize in their mind, see themselves the way they want to see themselves. See how you'd like to live your life. See yourself living it that way. Now understand that that's a picture in your mind, and then take that picture and describe it, write it out in the present tense. Start to read it and read it and read it and read it every day. Carry it around and keep reading it. The one point that all the great teachers all down through history have all agreed on, they've been in complete unanimous agreement on it, we become what we think about. Now, it may be fantasy at first, it might even appear to us as being a lie, but if you read it often enough, you'll start to believe it.
Hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. And the moment you decide to make a different choice, you're going to feel uncomfortable because you're stepping from the known into the unknown.
See, you can do anything. You can get up any hour, read any book, take any class, make any change, develop any skill, do any discipline. I mean, you can do it all. When this how and the why, or when the why starts to grow, the how gets sent.
Most challenges, opposition, adversity that we encounter are internal. Even though on the surface it looks to be external. Because when you come up against something, whether it be a person, situation, or circumstance, in perception, our perspective will go to a space and place that is external. When the course and the path to victory is internal, meaning we possess everything we need in order to be victorious over the things that we encounter. But we look at problems, situations, circumstances, adversities as something to be external, when really it's something that's internal because we possess everything we already need in order to get through it.
There's a peculiar magic in realizing you're not the same person who started the journey. It's not a loss of who you were. Rather, it's an evolution into the person you were always meant to become. Embrace the transformation.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it.
Face your fears, whatever they are. The fear that we might not do a good job. The fear that it might not turn out as we hope it would. The fears that are lurking there, some that have come and have been there even maybe since our childhood. Life is consisted of both fear and faith. Faith, of course, is the ability to overcome your fears. But what you have to do in terms of your fears about perhaps your own inadequacy, not feeling strong enough at the moment, you just have to face those fears. You just have to go to work on it.
The pursuit of your goals will rarely be easy. You're going to feel discomfort, frustration, and self-doubt most of the time. But instead of getting discouraged, understand that there's growth in the struggle. You can't become someone you've never been by doing the things you've always done. Be proud of the effort you're putting in. Be patient with the results, because it's only a matter of time before you come out on top.
It's a part of life. You know, we were made to evolve and grow, and that means you're going to outgrow people. That means you're going to outgrow situations and places and things, and that is okay.
Most people will not understand your obsession, your drive, and your determination. Success is a lonely journey. That's just a reality. And most people are not going to understand why you're so driven, why you're so obsessed. And if you try and make them understand, you're going to end up frustrated. The best advice I can tell you is go on the journey by yourself. It is the best journey, man. Leveling up, becoming the best version of yourself is the most awesomest journey you will ever go on. But it's a journey that you will probably go on by yourself.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you.
Sometimes sitting there thinking about the life that you want to live and the person you want to be and the simply isn't enough. If thinking about all the things that you want in your life isn't enough to get you going, why don't you sit there and think about the things that you don't want? All the feelings you don't want to experience. All the pain you don't want to feel. If you just can't visualize the bright future ahead of you, why don't you sit there and contemplate all the darkness that you're going to be surrounded by if you don't do what you need to do? Like sitting on your deathbed wishing you could do it all over again differently, but you can't. Wishing you had done what you need to do now when it's too late to do it. Ask yourself the question, what does the future look like if I don't do what I know I need to do?
Once you've taken that first step, you've looked the beast in the face and you'll start progressing, not linearly, but exponentially in speed. So what's cool is that it doesn't really matter how small that first step is, because it'll start doubling. And anything that doubles grows unbelievably quickly. And so that's a very useful thing to know too.
I think the bigger question is, do you know yourself? You know, I think like there's unlimited people who are successful and happy that got straight A's, and there's unlimited people who are successful and happy who got D's and F's. The question is, who are you? Which version of the game are you? What do you like? Who do you want to be? And I think that's what you need to focus on.
You cannot wish for a strong character and an easy life. Each is the price of the other. What if what you're going through isn't hard? What if you're just sensitive?
At some point, you have to forget what other people think about you. Nothing you do has to make sense to anyone else. Your dreams don't have to align with what others think is best for you, because you're the one who has to live with the consequences of your actions. Start prioritizing your happiness above being a people pleaser. It's your turn to be the main character of your story.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. The hard choices, what we most fear doing, asking, saying, these are very often exactly what we most need to do.
You see people who do big things and you automatically say, that guy's so lucky, she's so lucky. You don't know that. You're assuming that. Going to work every day for 20 years and grinding your ass off and then becoming a multimillionaire, that's not luck. That's action and reaction. Quit using the word luck, quit believing in luck, and start believing in work. Start believing in results that come from your actions.
Stop telling your visions to other people, because they're not going to see it. Why you think you keep imagining opening a business? Why you keep imagining graduating, getting a better job? Why do you keep imagining buying a house? Why do you keep imagining getting rich one day? Why do you keep imagining that? Because God is talking to you. He's showing you something that he has for you.
It's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this. Some people say you got to be balanced to be the best in the world. And what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And it takes being obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
Let's go. Let's go. You got money, but do you got that dog? Yeah, you got money, you got privilege, but do you got that dog?
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right.
When God gives you a dream, and I believe that we all have a dream, if God has given each one of us something that's beyond us, an hope, an aspiration that makes us look beyond. And sometimes the dream is so big it scares us, but it should inspire us to believe that we can only do it with God's help. The dream is your dream. And sometimes we make a mistake of wanting to share our dreams with everybody. Dreams can get you in trouble. You have dream busters. There's people who don't have a dream, and they will try and help bring down your dream. God gave your dream to you. And everything that God gives you, God intends for you to achieve and accomplish.
Don't have time to regret. We move on, because we are acceptable for what we are, not what we think we should be. I'm accepted in myself by what I am, but not as I think I should be, because that's a lie. I'm a sinner, I'm an old sinner. I've done some bad things, I've done some good things. So, you know, you just forgive yourself and move on.
These people that you're comparing yourself to, you don't really know. You see their shiny outside, but you don't see the reality of their life. People have hard lives, and the ideal that you're observing that makes you jealous and resentful is in large part an illusion that's created by your own mind.
Don't give up. Don't let the world get you down, and when it does get you down, get up and write what you want out of your life and don't fucking stop. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no vacation. You get up every fucking day, you look in the mirror, and you tell that mirror, I'm a bad motherfucker. And one way or another, I'm going to make it happen today. Guess what? If you keep writing it down, after a while, the power will come, you'll fucking believe it.
If you don't have what you want, stop telling yourself the story because you don't have the money or the time. That's bullshit. It's because you haven't committed yourself where you would burn your boats. If you want to take the fucking island, burn your fucking boats, and you will take the island, because people, when they're going to either die or succeed, tend to succeed.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it.
Just stand. You keep standing. You keep standing, no matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. And I'm not talking about just water. You keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up.
Don't allow the difficult and challenging times to demoralize you. He said, in life, you will always be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities, brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges. And I'm saying, in your hands, you have ideas. You have been given something to bring to the universe that was not here before you showed up.
Do a little bit more work and a little bit more work. Results are going to come more. More people are going to believe. Nobody fucking believes in you because you haven't done anything then. That's the reality.
Today is the day that you let go of that hurt and release that pain forever. Your tears have served the ground for far too long. It's time for you to practice that smile day. It's time for that smile to no longer be a stranger. And it's time for you to let go of the things that are stripping your heart of this happiness. You can heal by going back to the hurt. You can't receive your future by holding on to your past. So stop pressing replay on the things that need to be deleted from your life.
He had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end. That time is not now. To have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle.
When people can't get up in the morning, I'm going to tell you why. Because they can predict the feeling of everything that's going to happen in their life, and their body's resigned to the familiar. It says, oh, another mundane day. But remember when you were a kid and you were going on a field trip? What happened then? You were up and dressed and ready to go before your parents were up, because you knew something unexpected was going to happen. That's how we should live our lives, waking up with the understanding to expect the unexpected, that something unusual should happen in our life as a result of our efforts.
It doesn't matter what is your level of intelligence, what is your level of capability, introvert, extrovert, this, that, doesn't matter. Do you have the courage and commitment to make the possibility into your reality?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.